always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's the Warrior, Don Christian.
And Miss Cole.
And Miss Cole. Miss Cole, I need you to come up with like something before Miss Cole.
I knew
though.
You were going to say something.
You felt that in your spirit?
I knew you was going to say something.
I was like, yo, we got to, you know what I'm saying, say something like, we're going to figure it out. But Miss Cole, man, how's the weekend been going for you?
I can't just be Miss Cole?
No, you are Miss Cole, but you know, you got some flair, you know what I'm saying? DJ Kingdom 7 be like, I'm your soul. Like, he's good. I that's why I had to step my game up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kingdom 7. You know what I'm saying?
That Warrior was just added recently.
That's right. Yeah. If you notice, because I was saying boy, and then you laughed at me every time.
No.
So I was like, it's your man, and then you kept laughing.
I'm always giggling.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, what's up, man? Miss Cole, how you been? How's everything going with you right now?
Good.
You good?
Yep.
How the weekend? You enjoy the sun?
I enjoyed the sun. Because I wasn't quite sure when it was going to come back. So
yeah.
I was soaking up as much vitamin D as possible. Because right. I'm starting to look pale. And
you needed that sun.
Yeah.
Nah, we was kicking it all weekend. Shout out to Selena. We had a youth empowerment conference. And they did a lot of stuff for the youth. Just a lot of training them up so they can continue to grow in God and also grow in life, you know, as jobs start to come and all that. So it was pretty cool, man. We was chilling out there. Man, what else we been doing? Oh, we ain't been on the show for a couple weeks, right?
Right, right. You
oh,
guys,
okay.
Didn't you guys
okay.
go somewhere?
That's right. We went somewhere. Where did we go? We was in Arizona.
I didn't go.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to talk about it. I ain't bitter about it. Am I bitter?
Hey, she said, I didn't go. But nah, shout out to Gospel for Life Church. The head pastors were Stoves, and then Pastor King, Tahan. Much love to the whole fam. They had us out there, man. We was chilling at their house, eating their food. You know what I'm saying? And man, we just had a powerful time, and God really moved out there, man. We can't wait to go back. And Miss Cole, I'm pretty sure you're gonna be coming next time.
Oh yes.
Cause
I will be
we
there.
Was talking a lot about you down there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like, man, we need Miss Cole down here. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But who we got today? We got our sister Rain.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Reaching everyone in God's name. She's going to be on with us in just a hot second. I'm going to go back for a little bit. I'm going to throw some songs that we've been listening to. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then. This is the homie Big Al featuring Kenton Jones. The song is called Rest of My Days. And we're going to praise him. It's Yada the King. Holla.
Been good to me. He didn't have to wake me up this morning. Could have died in my sleep. I was bound by sin, but he's given me the victory. And I'm glad that I'm free. Yeah. I'm not just a Sunday morning Christian. I praise him every day. The ransom that he gave for my life is a debt that I can't repay. I've been redeemed by the blood, that's why I live holy. And even if the enemy tries, he's never ever gonna stop me.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
Everybody's still amazed that Big Al has yet to fall off.
Yet to fall off.
That's because before I started walking in my ministry, I counted up the cost.
Counted up the cost.
Every ounce of knowledge that I gained before I knew the Lord, I count as lost.
Count as lost.
I submit to his will, cause he's my boss.
He's my boss.
He's my rock.
My rock.
My source.
My soul.
My shield. Don't matter what the haters say, I gotta keep it real.
Keep
I'm blessed in the valley and I'm showing up blessed on the hill.
Blessed on the hill.
To bring glory to the Lord is the reason why I live.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Hey, for the rest of my days. You can catch me with my hands up like I'm doing the wave. I'm so lost in his love. I've been filled by a spirit like a hand in a glove. That means that he is on the inside. Rivers of living water pouring on the outside. This is not a phase, man, it's a lifestyle. Surrender or take your walk down the green mile. Been anchored in the Lord, so I got a grip. If you need the living waters, go on, take a sip. While the water's being troubled, better take a dip. Because I'm next in line, and you might get skipped. I'm blessed from my head to my toes. Flip that from my J's back up to my fro. I'm a child of the King, so it ain't no doubt. I got a praise on the inside, I gotta let it out.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
For your marvelous ways,
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my days.
This is my lifestyle, it is not a phase.
And I will praise you for your marvelous ways.
I would have no breath. Your suffering allows me to skip death. And when I'm tired, I lay in your arms and find rest. And faith for you is what causes me to be blessed. And sometimes I stress cause I carry the weight. Lord, you said you'd take it if I seek your face. My flesh telling me living for you is a waste. But I shut that down and continue on the race.
I ask for your grace, pour on your mercy. Cause I like to do things that hurt me. I wanna be a blessing to those that curse me. With you it's a relationship, don't wanna be churchy.
You are all I need.
That you came to reverse the curse. Forget four walls, Lord, we are the church. In this day and age we should be putting in the work. But again, me generation just be praying for some perks. Traditions man-made, that's the reason why you came. To show us how to switch gears, yeah, and change the lane. You heal, you rebuke, and we must do the same. I can't go on without you, Lord, inside my frame. Cause my soul survives off the love you give me. I know when day turns to night, you're with me. Three nails plus a cross, it forgives me. I don't wanna travel alone, I need you with me cause made me a part of your family. cleansed me, forgave me. I chose your hand, yes, you changed my life. One day I'll be with you in paradise. And in spite of all my faults and all my slips, what was done on the cross I'll never forget. And I'll never regret choosing light over dark. It was easy like choosing an island over a park. Cause Jesus, you mean everything to me. Since I chose you, now I can see you are the meaning of love and beauty. And without you, Lord, I can't breathe.
Cause you are all I need.
Present Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got. We some pilgrims.
Available June 14th. Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. See Rob's new album, Crystals Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
I got that soul tight, tight. Time to shift, 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 shift to another level.
And God is active.
Shoes up, shoes up, walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystals Method. MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby. Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David. Featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David. Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day. Join the club.
What's good, y'all? This your boy K Drama, and you listening to the great dope sounds of Yada the King Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. It is Yada the King Radio.
Yes.
Miss Cole, you got it. You got it in your hands. Go ahead, Miss Cole.
So we're just getting into the testimony segment of the show. So, Rain, why don't you let us know kind of your background, where you came from, and at what point in your life God entered in and changed it.
That's good.
Can I keep it real?
I don't think I heard the end of your question, but I heard what you said as far as, like, you know, where I came from and where I started. I grew up in Oakland, California. I was raised in church up until the age of about 6, and then after that, no more church. When I got in high school, I had this strong desire to be a part of a fellowship and a spiritual foundation that I could serve in, but I was not independent of my parents, so therefore I didn't go to church. I went away to college to New York City, and I came back home for a summer break, and my god sister is actually an ordained reverend right now, but at the time she was a minister, and I got an invitation to come to her church, or to go to her church. When I got there, it was just undeniable. I felt like I had got introduced to Christ, and I partnered with the ministry, and then as far as that was me getting saved. So nothing like specifically happened in my life for me to come to God or fall on my knees and be like, hey, you know, I really need the Lord. But I had a strong desire within me that I wanted to be close to him and didn't know how. So that's why I partnered with the ministry. And then being a part of the ministry was a young, thriving ministry. And they had a talent show. And so as a joke, I was like, okay, I'm a write a rap. Have never done any rapping or music prior to this moment. Yeah. Didn't know how to write a song. Nothing about a verse or a hook or bars or anything like that. So I had wrote this long verse. And I rapped it in front of the church, and I thought it would be funny, but people actually liked it. And then this guy in the church, he asked me to come to the studio, and I was like, oh, I don't do music, I don't know how to do this. But he brought me in the studio, and I recorded a verse. And then I just felt like a seed had been planted, and I had this strong desire to feed the word using that method. So it made me really hunger to learn the sermon, and so I would take my sermon notes in like a lyrical or a rhyming format so that I could remember them, but all for the purpose of being able to re-feed it to the congregation or people who didn't necessarily understand it for what it was at the time that it was preached.
Wow.
So
that's how
it all started.
So you started rapping on a joke, kind of like on accident.
But God didn't think it was funny. He was like, "We're gonna use it."
That's right. Hey, everybody thought you might have thought it was funny, but God was like, "Nah, this is what she called to do."
Right, exactly. That's what I thought it was. And the rap wasn't even anything profound. I was just putting people's names who were serving in the ministry to make them, you know, just saying different things that stood out about their character or personality. So literally, I wrote it like a joke.
Yeah.
But, it ended up being something totally different, something God called me to.
Wow, man, that's awesome. Yeah. So look, I'm going to ask you this because... Man, there was this powerful lady that I'm going to talk about real quick. She was at the youth empowerment, and she went to every female in the building and was like, "What's your purpose?" And, you know, I ain't going to just say females, but a lot of people don't know their purpose, but her job was to coach them to figure out what their purpose was. And she asked them one question. She said, "If you were a superhero, who would you save?" And from that, she figured out what your purpose was. It was crazy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Man, I wish I was...
Yeah, I was standing in the gap. I was like, "My name is Nicole." You know what I'm saying? Miss Carl. No, I'm just playing. But before this all happened, did you know what your purpose was as soon as you came to God? Did you know, like, this is what I'm called to do, or were you still searching?
No, not at all. I didn't know that this is what I was called to do. In fact, when I first started, I would be the first one to say I was a performer, you know, just entertainer. It had nothing to do with ministry. It was just all about performance because I actually went to acting school, and I thought that I was going to be an actress. That was my heart's desire. But when I started rapping, I realized that all my training on, you know, stage and in theater was just the seeds that were planted and God needed to water in order for me to be able to do the ministry more effectively.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I would have a strong foundation on the platform that I was using to do ministry. And so for that, I'm appreciative. But yeah, it didn't come till later that I was like, oh, wow, this is what God has called me to, because it's not something that I went looking for.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not something that I even worked hard to get to. I feel like God kind of molded and created and developed me to be where he, and he's still doing that, of course, to be effective. And I felt like it was a call, like rain was a call. I was sitting in church, and I'm like, man, I like rapping, I like doing this, but God, what do you want me to do? And I felt like the Lord said, I want you to reach everyone in my name. And so I wrote that on a piece of paper in my sermon notes. And literally the first letter of every word was illuminated, and it said rain. And I was like, man, I got a rap name at the time. But what I had was a call on my life, and I was ready to answer it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, after that, he just opened up the floodgates of opportunities for me to be able to minister, you know, at various places without me having to go search for it. And so for me, that was confirmation that, you know, this is not something that I chose to do, but in fact, it's something that he called me to.
Man, that's awesome, man. And for everybody that's still looking for your purpose in life, God will reveal it to you. Be in prayer about it, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to one of your songs, man. The first single that you guys released was my B-I-B-L-E, you know what I'm saying? Now, tell us about this whole joint. Everybody on this song got, you know what I'm saying, acronyms for their name. No, I'm just playing, but tell us what this whole track is about.
My B-I-B-L-E is about the word of God in its essence, just straight up the quintessential Bible for what it is. And I usually don't write unless I feel led, and God just poured that song out in me, you know?
Yeah.
And so I wrote it, and then we were, and I was in a studio with Spec, and just kind of messing around my delivery. I was playing around, and he actually liked it, so we kind of kept the, you know, the rhyming flow pattern, and kind of just tweaked it, made it a little more creative, a little ear candy so people would be inclined to hear it. But I'm one that always says I don't like for the message to precede the message. So everything that I do, is from my spirit, and I hope that people get that whenever they listen to it.
Dope. So we're going to get into this track, My B-I-B-L-E by Rain, featuring the homie D-Mob. Y'all know where you at. Where they at, Miss Cole? Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it in.
The way that it feels, I'm liking what I hear when it gets in my ear. I'm liking the fact it cleanses me as if I was a colon, and the fact that it enlightens me when I ain't really knowing. I like the fact it slows me down when I'm going too fast. I like the fact it speeds me up when I'm sitting here dragging. I like the fact when I'm in need, it gives me everything, even if it's just the direction to where I need to be. I like the fact it's always available, right in my reach, and every question that I've ever had, it's answered for me. And if somehow I get lost and I'm stuck on repeat, it doesn't matter, doesn't judge, it's always patient with me. I like the fact it's willing to travel, ready at any time, and the fact it is bilingual, can speak to all kinds. I like the fact it is my blueprint, tools for survival. It is the word of God, and yes, it is my Bible.
As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies. I keep his word up in my heart and right on my side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Say what you talking about.
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. First,
my basic instructions before we can learn. I like the fact it speaks to me about the days of my life, but it also shares the times of people's life that's just like mine. It will go further and uncover those things that aren't right. And when you can't relate, it's no mistake, it will blow your mind. You try to hide it and deny it, but it's right on the page. You try to flip it real quick, but yeah, it's been there for days. I like the fact that it's real, no matter how you feel. It is not swayed by opinion, does not change with the years. It has no respect of person. It is perfect, it is flawless. It don't matter what you say, I double check with it regardless. And if it goes down, I keep it by my side. And I got 66 to shoot with, girl, been trained, I'm quick to fire. And yes, I hold it tight, and yes, I keep it close. But if it is not with me, I remember what it told. I love my neighbor as myself, yes, praying for my enemy. It is the word of God, and yes, it is all I really need.
As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies. I keep his word up in my heart and right on my
hey,
side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. First, basic instructions before
we emerge. You know what I like most about the word in my palm? I don't have to wait to get to heaven to get closer to God. If I'm hungry, then it feeds me. I be greedy when I'm eating, and it's cause I be desiring it more than I be needing. It's realer than a Christian, so forgiving, so appealing, filled with words of wisdom, willing to give them if I get in it. It does not hold a secret. Matter of fact, tell me who spoke it. Unlike human, tells me in the context they were speaking from. You don't have to like it. You don't even have to buy it. If you're in my presence, it's involuntary. You gon' try it, cause yes, I'ma speak it. And I see your ears peeping, telling the spirit within you. Yeah, that's what I'm really needing. I'ma think it, I'ma speak it, I'ma breathe it, I'ma be it. Matter of fact, I even leak it. Signed up and got me complete. And whether reading or if my CD player got it beating, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible's all I'm needing.
Yeah. As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies.
That's right.
I keep his word up in my heart and right on my side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. Comes first, my basic instructions before we even earn.
Yeah.
my brother.
Do you?
Thank you, dog.
Remember this one.
Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Yeah. Let me hear it for the rock boy, the rock. Let me hear it for the rock boy, the rock. Let me hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock. Day in, day out. Yeah, life is mad. Cause it's choice driven. We grew out of making bad ones. Bad times we've had them. Ain't no way around it. Trying to figure out how to get over this mountain. Trusting in our wisdom. In trouble be the outcome. Then we go to God when we trying to get pulled out of
the Lord, please forgive us for our selfish ways. Cause it seemed like despair be the only time we pray. Even in our ways, Lord, he is so faithful. If he's for your salvation, then who can be against you? My God responds to repentance. First John tells us he is faithful to forgive.
Thank
us
you, Father.
If we go to him and we ask for forgiveness, we will see the blood covering what you did then.
Get him.
So consider you a new man. Cause Jesus Christ is bigger than any new sin.
Yes. So
let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. Every time I look around, Satan got his grips up. Families and black communities is getting ripped up. Church at every corner, as well as the liquor store. And next door, you will see a Planned Parenthood. And on the street, you will find them boys selling crack. And up the street from them, young girls who walk the check. Lord, what you telling me? I know what this horror do. I'm from East Valley, where them kids bring their guns to school. Kanye said Jesus walked, but my God ain't a charm for your chain to fall. Concern for your soul, concern for where it goes. Our problems stem from a God-shaped hole. Lord Jesus, we definitely need you. And some have been discouraged by deception of the preacher. Yet there's a remnant assembly of godly men to point you to the scriptures when you're looking for an answer. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's sing it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. This is for my dudes still living in the moment. I know it sounds crazy, but it's greater hope for us. We're funded by the government to keep our corners strung out. War with each other, then they watch us pull our guns out. States going all in, then we going all out. All a part of the plan to keep you in that jailhouse. Bottom line, bro, the block need Jesus. This America, the land of counterfeit freedom. I ain't just some church dude trying to browbeat you. My hand is extended, rug, I just wanna reach you. Been where you at, so I seen it from your point of view. Never get me twisted like I'm sitting on the pedestal. Telling you what you better do, as if this younger was better than you. I'm young and black and spread to the moon. All of these dudes got something to prove. Bottom line, bro, the black need Jesus. Cause this America, land of counterfeit freedom. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's sing it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's sing it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's sing it for the rock boy.
That was the homie Cam the Product. That song was called The Rock, and we rock with The Rock. We got somebody from the West Coast as well joining us right now, our sister Rain. Rain, let's just talk about all the gifts that you got. First of all, you was telling us in the live stream as we was chilling that you were a painter as well as an artist. So you like an artist, you know what I'm saying? But tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Well, yeah, I started off painting. as a little girl using watercolors, and then I graduated to acrylic paint, and then I also like using pastels, and now I do oil painting on canvases. So kind of just, you know, kind of just grew. But I enjoy painting various things. But I like painting people, animals, colorful things. You know, I'm really big on colors, so I like doing that. And then that kind of transfers into the whole graphics and Photoshop. It just kind of it's just like a you know, the technology.
Yeah.
Way of me being able to do the same thing just on a computer. So I enjoy that.
Okay.
Now, what is like your, what's the real inspiration behind your paintings? I know that you were saying that it's kind of like you know, something that you do to relax, a stress reliever, but do you ever have those times where you're just kind of like out and about, or you're just kind of sitting there and something just inspires you to create something to go and paint?
Yeah, being in the environment, you know, if I go to a gallery or I'm passing somewhere, or even a restaurant that has paintings hanging up, and I like to look at the details or the medium that they use or the shading or whatever. If I think the painting is, like, you know, really just outstanding, it'll inspire me to want to go create something because, you know, it was that great. And the same thing goes for music as well. If I hear a song that is very influential and effective, because, you know, even when I do ministry, my whole thing is just I want somebody to be affected by it. You know,
yeah.
I want it to create change. I want you to feel like, okay, man, I need to go either get in my word, or I need to get closer to God, or I need to go learn something that I didn't know, you know. So even so, that's what someone else's painting does for me.
Yeah.
To inspire me to paint.
Right. And it it makes perfect sense. Because it was kind of answered the next question I was going to ask, because I know we were, you know, saying something earlier and kind of joking around about, you know, if you've ever, you know, performed and painted at the same time, but, you know, with your writings, have you ever, you know, wrote a song and felt like, you know, through that song, you know, God used you to, you know, minister his word, but also kind of gave you inspiration to kind of give a picture to that?
Can I keep it real?
Well, that is kind of where, because I enjoy video editing and filming as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in that aspect, when it comes to the music, it inspires me to paint a visual picture in motion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily something that I want to transfer to the canvas to capture the moment, but it's something that I want to transfer to video so that I can see it. So that happens all the time. That happens a lot of the time. Probably, I would say at least 75% of the time when I'm writing and I can see it, you know.
Wow.
Something that could be video.
So you not only do that, you also do videos, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really ain't even talked about that too much yet. How did you get involved in all this stuff, really? I mean, how did you get involved in the videos, and what even got you started as a painter?
Well, painting, like I said, my mom is an artist. You know, she has a style. It's called Intermuse Blues. And what she does is she takes musicians and paints them with a blue pigment, you know.
Ooh.
Just because that's how, you know, how she defines it is that's what we were when we were fetuses, you know, just the blood before it gets oxygen and it, you know, it turns red, which is blue. So there's no color difference between, you know, myself or someone who may be Caucasian or Asian or Hispanic or whatever. You know, and so with my mom being a painter, I grew up in that environment, and she bought me paints or pens or whatever. And so then I would do art growing up. That was just something I did growing up. When I started doing ministry, and I needed a flyer made. I remember this my first concert that I put on, like my first CD that I released. I needed a flyer done, and I wasn't making that much money. And this guy was trying to, I don't even remember what he was charging me, but whatever he was charging me, I felt like it was too much, and I felt like it was something that I could do. So I was determined to learn how to do it myself, and I just stayed up and started researching things on the internet, kind of taught myself how to use Photoshop, and then I would call people or ask people if I could if I could do something for them for free, you know, just for practice. And I did that probably for a year straight. And then I just got proficient at it. And then the same thing kind of happened with videos. I saw Transparent. He was using iMovie, putting these pictures together. I was like, man, how you do that? And then he showed me, and then from there, it was like a whole, man, it just opened up a whole other area of passion, something that I'm passionate about. I could sit in front of the computer and edit a video for hours and feel like no time has passed. And then I just took it seriously, and I was like, let me go see, you know, what school I can go to actually learn how to do this the right way. And I got accepted into the Art Institute in San Francisco. So I'll be going there for a bachelor's degree in digital filmmaking and video production.
Man, that's official. Like the whistle of a referee. You did. Hey, I like that a lot, man. Y'all hearing all the talents that Rain is working with, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes if you ain't got something, you need something, and you're like, man, I need somebody to do this, God might be like, you might be able to do this joint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So look at what you got, man.
Look at your talents.
Look at your talents. Yes. Put them to use.
Bring
as
the
Fulfiller
noise.
Preached. That's right. Bring that noise. He preached a message on bring that noise and your gifts and your talents. Y'all got to go check that out. It's on YouTube. I'm going to put it on our dang podcast as well. But let's go to the song right now that you got called Born to Make It Rain. Tell us a little bit about this as we go into that track.
Born to Make It Rain is just talking about the call and what God has called me to. And regardless whether or not I am anybody famous, I will still do it in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it's just talking about why he called me to rain. Born to make it rain.
Amen.
That's what's up, man. So we're going to check it out. The video on this joint is tight, too. I'm going to play it in the background as we get this thing cracking on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Gave birth to me and then assigned the earth to me. I'm thirsty just to search for those who's out here hurting. I'm certain that I'll find them because I found them. Scent like a bloodhound, I'm vital like a heart pound. All through the town, people screaming and shouting for the cure. I reassure things don't turn around, man. For the faith, I'm a slave. Let it be known any day. I'm representing Jesus' name. Why you think they call me Rain? Change, I don't think so. Fame ain't for me, bro. Unless, of course, me being known will bring them all to his throne. Otherwise, I'm falling back. Let the Lord precede my steps. So when the devil do attack, he see I'm just a reflex. Made in his image, bruh. Born to be a minister of his word. So superb, I'm making it get in the air. And like an IV in the blood, you find me. And in the dark, I be the light, helping all of y'all see. Why you think they call me Rain?
Why you think they call me Rain?
Ministry is about ministry.
Let the evidence what I'm about.
Things don't turn around, man. Things don't turn around,
man.
For the faith, I'm a slave.
Born to make
it rain. Why you think they call me Rain? Why you think they call me Rain? Theory is about ministry.
Let the evidence what I'm about.
Things don't turn around, man.
Things don't
turn around, man. For the faith, I'm a slave. Born to make
it rain.
If he needs someone, he's sending me. Patient, but I'm eager. See, I am the one to get it done because he formed me properly. A prodigy. It gotta be the God in me. You gotta see. See, it ain't no stopping me. Xerox can't even copy me. I will not cease unless he says I will rest when I'm dead. Until then, I'm in the skin, but in the skin I am pretend. It's only what I'm dressed in. My temporary residence. I will reside up in the sky. Your gravity I will defy. Ain't no lie. I tell the truth. Whether in or out the booth, it's in my roots. So when I sprout the evidence what I'm about, serious about ministry, and some of y'all ain't hearing me. Remove the music, hear the word until it make your spirit work. Born to make it rain and never be a weather change. Whether this or weather fame, I'm still spitting Jesus' name. Never sway with every wind of doctrine, y'all are weather vanes. Still a slave to work that sugar coated like a wedding cake.
Why you think they call me Rain?
Why you think they call me Rain?
Serious about ministry.
Let the evidence what I'm about.
Things don't turn around, man.
Things don't turn around.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. I'm gon' say that EGL means that he's gone out. And that's what the whole thing in the garden was about. The Adams family thought they knew better than God did. I'ma make this plane, imagine a plane with no pilot in the cockpit. Look out below. But back to Adam and Eve though, so everything was always good, like a Mark Price free throw. Switch. Then a switch in the mind of men, and that would forever change our environment. See, my mental was detrimental, and I'm talking in first person, cause I had that same Adam nature too. God created us in his image. We took that baton and ran with it. Came up with our own doctrines and religion. Try to take Christ out, put something else in it, but nothing won't fit though. You know,
I remember when I was yet a sinner, Christ came and died.
You rescued me.
I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wall.
God, look at how they're twisting your world up. Try to get us to not see it as murder. It was a mask called pro-choice, mad in 1914. That's your voice.
Confuses all of these different faiths.
Christ died and he rose. What's to debate? I'm on the side of a living and true God. I don't respond to their hoaxes and hoopla. Jesus is the cornerstone, there are no clones. Archaeologists are still trying to find his bones. Silly men, there are no bones to find. Ego tricks for a feeble mind. Me, I'm feeling fine, I'm just letting that word work. I can see so much clearer, the smoke is gone. I done kick cracks in all of their mirrors. You can't boo-boo to fool me, you know.
I remember when I was yet a sinner,
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I was out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
Go.
Out there, I didn't even really care.
Christ came and died.
You set me free. Reminisce of my sheer ignorance.
Christ came and died.
You rescued me. I recall I was all for the wrong.
Christ came and died.
You set me free.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up, You Are, and Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
VelvetMusic.com.
What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. It's the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dipp. Online at VelvetMusic.com. VelvetMusic.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
Waiting for, let's go.
DesertaSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
DesertaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian hip hop radio.
Watch videos on the TV. SouthTheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus,
Gio.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Hey, this is Watchmen, Dying Star Entertainment in the building. Right now, you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio, the best for all your Christian hip-hop needs. You heard? Keep it locked.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what we're doing. We chilling with Rain. And we're going to get on the topic of the day. And the topic of the day is what?
Church
unity. Rain, I'm going to ask you off top, when you even just hear the word church unity, what goes into your mind?
It's not enough of it. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I used to be a part of a ministry prior to the ministry that I stand right now, that was taught that we are the church that God has called to do his work. And it was taught with that mentality, you know, that we are the ones that God called, but God is just way too big for one church to get the job done. God is way too big for one person to get the job done. And so I feel like it's extremely important that churches are unified, you know, and work together as one. And I think it's a lot of division, it's a lot of competition within the ministries. And I just think that, you know, it needs to be more unity.
No, that's what's up. I think that is something that we need to have more of. A question that I would like to ask you is, why do you think churches are not able to work together?
I think a lot of it is because God is not in the forefront. And I think that a lot of people allow their emotions or, you know, egos to get involved. And they take things personally when they feel like a person of position or power is above them. And then they operate according to that instead of according to the Holy Spirit. I think that, you know, that's my own personal opinion. I feel like if people would just kind of put themselves aside and operate specifically on the Holy Spirit and what the Word of God says, then we would be a lot further as the body of Christ. Like, it bothers me because in Oakland, you know, I don't know how it is where you live, but there could be 10 churches within a 3-block radius and mm-hmm. 10 people getting murdered left and right. That's a problem to me, you know, because I feel like people are not operating within their spiritual authority. I feel like God is ultimately in control of everything, but at the same time, I feel like he plants his people where they need to grow. And I don't think that we are, you know, watering the seeds or reading the word, operating in the power that God has given us. And I think that's a real issue. And I think that has a lot to do with why we can't grow. Yeah. You know, people are like, oh no, come to my church, or come to my church, or don't do this, don't go to that church. You know, that was the mentality of the church that I used to attend. It was kind of like, I had to ask for permission to go visit another church. And I understand, you know, being careful of who you listen to and who feeds into your spirit. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the more you learn, you know, the more you learn, and especially learn the word for yourself, the more you grow and the more effective you could be. Sometimes I feel like Christians, and even us Christian rap artists, we go to church, take the word for what it is, and then don't read the word half as much as we spend time writing. And I think that's an issue. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it should be the opposite way around. And I think if those things happen, we would be a lot further than we are.
Man, I think that's real good. Well, she's going in, man. We're giving her the 21 gun salute for all those that's hearing it for the first time. Don't go outside and look out your window. That was just our sound effect. You know what I'm saying? 21 gun salute means some flesh just had to pass away. It's deceased now. It's completed. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? But she's going in. And let me ask you this, man. This is a question I want to throw in. What are some things that have resulted from church unity that you have seen? Like, what are some positives that you have seen come from the body of Christ working together?
Lives being changed and people getting saved, you know. Being a part of a conference that has multiple churches that have put it together and seeing the outcome and the response that of people that show up, you know what I'm saying, it's far greater than any single church. Right. And I think it's far more effective as well, because it appeals to various people. You know, we're all different types of people, we like different things, and that's why I feel like it's important to get different feedback from, you know, people's spirits. And so I just think it just shows strength within the community and the body of believers. It shows people, especially the unbeliever, that God is bigger than it. Because some people who you never thought could work together do, and look at the outcome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now that's what's up. Miss Cole, you got any questions about church unity at all? Nothing brewing right now? Okay, no, that's cool. I wanted to ask you this, man. What do you think about church denominations? You know what I'm saying? Now, we know sometimes that causes a lot of division just because of the name or the type of Christian sometimes people refer to themselves as. What do you think about church denominations, man? Just in your opinion.
I'm personally not a fan of denominations. I don't knock it. I don't judge it. I feel like, you know, people learn in the way that they're taught or their own traditions. Me personally, I feel like it does create a lot of division. I feel like when we die and go to heaven, and there's not going to be a Baptist section, there's not going to be a Lutheran section, and there's not going to be a, you know, so on and so forth. So that's how I feel. I think it should be more unified. Yeah. Or at least people should be open to the way other people are learning. I understand that we all learn differently. You know, if some things work for people, it helps them to be able to understand it a little better. I totally understand that. I don't knock that at all. Yeah. But I think that we should be more open to understanding the way another person learns, instead of just being divided and saying, no, we don't do that here, you don't do that here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's what's up, man. We talking about church unity. Anything else you want to share on that topic while we talking about that?
Nothing that comes to mind. My prayer is that we do become more unified, because I feel, especially just as a Christian, when you really use the Spirit of God, so much stuff can happen. And I feel like we let people fall through the cracks and through the slips and through the through the cracks because we're not unified. And so people who don't believe look at Christians like, well, hey, if that's the way y'all act, then why am I going to believe in God?
Yeah.
You know? When I work with a bunch of people who don't necessarily believe, and the blessing for me in that is that they ask me about God. You know, they ask me about my life because they know that I am a believer. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity to share Christ with them. And without, you know, I don't beat them over the head with Jesus. I'm saying, you need to believe or you need to do that. I didn't even say anything, and they came to me. So, but I feel like a lot of people are turned away because of the division that they see within the body of Christ. And just think, if everybody who you know, believer, people that are considerate Christ or whatever, did what they were called to do, imagine how much more powerful and effective we could be as a body of Christ.
Man,
I just think it would be off the hook.
Yeah, that's real talk right there from our sister Rain. Man, Rain, I'm going to ask you this question. This is the last question I'm going to ask about church unity. But how do you think it has impacted music, in a sense? You know what I'm saying?
I was just about to ask.
I'll let
no,
you
go
ask
ahead.
It. Go ahead, Miss Cole.
No, go ahead.
Because nobody can ask it like you do.
No, go ahead. You was already in the middle.
All right, no, go ahead, though. Go ahead, Rain.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is Christian hip hop, you know, holy hip hop, and a lot of traditional churches are not as receptive to the idea of doing, you know, hip hop within the church. And for me, I feel like it hinders the growth, especially for the young people within the ministry, because that's the music that they relate to. And even more so, that's the music that the devil uses to get to them, because it's so influential and it's so prevalent right now. You know what I mean? So I feel like if they were more open to just hearing the very, because I think worship can be all different types of music,
right?
You know, especially if your heart is in the right place and your spirit is in the right place and you really doing it for God, then who am I to say your way of doing it is wrong? Mm. You know, because that's something personal between you and Christ. So I feel like people need to open up and stop trying to be so in control of saying that is not effective,
yeah.
Because it's God. I mean, you know, it's Christ.
Man, that's...
No,
that's real good. Is there any other question that you want to ask, Ms. Cole?
No, that's all I was going to ask.
You know what I'm saying? Because they always say that... we've heard that... a quote that... Sundays is the most segregated day... in... all the days of the week. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't heard that.
Because of... You know, one, I'm a black dude. I go to a black church. Somebody else might be a white cat. They go to a white church. You know what I'm saying? And just the divisions, I mean, you got divisions on races, you got divisions on music, you got divisions on what part of the city you live in. Like, if I'm a rich dude, I might not go to the suburban or the urban churches. I'm going to stay in the suburb. You know what I'm saying? So, there's all that stuff that goes on. And, you know what I'm saying, it can get tough, man, but we got to push for unity, man, you know. And we got to really make sure that our heart is where God's heart is. And I mean, the reason why I was thinking about this is we were taking communion. And communion is a form of us coming together, common union. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the word, you break it down, common union. When we're eating and drinking together, we're saying we're a part of God's body. You know what I'm saying? So we're brothers and sisters. And as we do that, there should be unity following that. It shouldn't just be like, oh, let's do communion, let's eat the cracker and drink together, and then hallelujah, that was a nice little snack for the day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's more than that. So what you think about that, Rain? Any other thoughts on that?
I agree with what you said. I think that's right.
No, that's what it is. So look, Rain, we're gonna go to one of your newest songs from that EP. What's the name of the EP real quick? Tell them about that as we chilling right now.
It's the Rain self-titled EP, Reaching Everyone in God's Name. So, you know, just an introduction to let y'all know of what God has called me to. Get your palate wet a little bit and ready for what's coming next.
Dope. So, we're going to go to your song called Take It. Now, you kind of spitting fast on this joint. I was like, ooh, this is the joint. Tell us a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, who produced this. You know what I'm saying? What it was like in the studio with this track and all that.
Man, this track was produced by Speck of Speck House. And essentially talking about everything, you know, taking back everything the devil was taking from you. I'm talking about your joy, you know, family.
Yeah.
Things that you have or the devil has used to affect your life and the way that you operate. It's just talking about walking in your spiritual authority. Walking in your spiritual authority and taking it back. And taking it back, so... That's what it is.
You know what this is. It's Yada the King Radio. Let's get into this track, Take It by Rain.
On a hot summer day, I stepped up in the devil's face. Man, he looked at me like I was crazy. Wonder how I had the audacity to run up in his face in his spot, make it hot, make him drop, then shove like a one-stop shop. Everything he got, I need, I took. Then I left him shook, shaking in his boots with a double edge to his head. Didn't know the power of God that was vested in me or the spirit of God I possess. But when I left, he did, and he won't forget. Won't let his mind slip, not a little bit. Cause if he did feel pain like a slip disc, get hit quick with a script, then melt like a kiss. Hey, can I say that I ain't afraid to jump up in the devil's face and take anything, everything that he took from me, anything that he took from my family. Try to steal my joy, he tried to steal my peace. Matter of fact, he even tried to steal me. Try to take my sanity, have me believing in him, but he's crazy. Think so, can't stoop down to his level, no. Because I've been there, I've done that before. So I can't go that low no more. Oh no, oh no, can't go that low no more. No more, can't go that low for sure, let's go so. Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it. Take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask
the devil for nothing. You just gotta take this, take that, however. You can't fake it, I gotta make him my fist to the waist, spit to the face, hit him in the flames. Then I look in his eyes and say, I ain't asking you for nothing. I'ma just Satan, you've been replaced with the spirit I've been laced with, embraced it. And I erased your strength from my memory bank. It ain't the same. I know your kryptonite raining so hard you can't take flight. Your kryptonite is Jesus Christ. I bind you right now in the name of Christ. And then I loose the light in the name of Christ. I rebuke you twice in the name of Christ. If he tries to try to come against your mind, come against your life, spit one time from the Bible with the one line. Hit him with the Lord Christ like David hit Goliath. Forehead between the eyes and he died. Then I laughed at the past. No returning back to Gath. This Philistine had a chance, but David took a stand and God's name sitting to his hands. That's how we gotta stand. The battle is not ours to begin or end. Even when he comes with a javelin, spear and sword, or even worse, the battle is the Lord. So whatever is yours, he holds in his hand. Just take it and take a stand. Just take it and say to him, you better face it, Satan, you can't win.
Don't ask the devil for nothing. You just gotta don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Take this, take that, tell the devil.
On my own, never been afraid. I step in the devil's face and I say, with all my authority,
Jesus' name, move out my way.
I don't even give him time to think. Whatever's mine, I simply grab and reach. I look to the left and I see my things, and then with ease I said,
I'm taking this,
I'm taking that. Matter of fact, I put it all in my bag. The devil looking at me like,
what's that?
And I'm looking at him like, that's right, we face to face. Ain't scared, I got amazing grace. See, Jesus came, he broke them chains, then sent me here to take some things.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
get all up in his face with the spirit you've been laced with.
Go ahead,
spit on him and make him
take this,
take that,
tell the devil
get back. Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take it.
Take this, take that,
tell the devil
get back,
get back.
No, 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 no. Nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, nah, I ain't tryna kick you with you.
Cause I'm not tryna be the one who felt like a fool.
No.
Mrs. Clothing consistent, her only inches. She moves in a way that leaves men astray with the sway of a midriff. Dishes, poisonous kisses, and this is the kitchen night that hey man has to fight. No, you done seen it tight. She just likes being light. Mrs. Attention, oh, needs attention more. Mostly baby, just insecure. If she is sane, she's very immature. She doesn't understand the guy who adores beyond any other source. He's on another course. That virtue, no remorse. Her game is smooth, sun like it's oil dip. Her lips, honey drip. Eyes make your heart see these scratch skip. Fully equipped to make a man trip, stumble and fall. She got the church looking like the mall. So no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes.
Cause I'm not tryna be the one that's felt like a fool.
Baby's baby's mama, constantly trying to work it out. Jane Fonda, no virtue and no honor. I ponder her like the wind that the fan blew. I'm so cool up for you, boo boo. The thing that you do do, them games, them is usual. To help me focus on Christ, you are not useful. So I'ma hit the gas by passion and neutral. Sorry, Miss Day, but the feelings ain't mutual. This is what you could do. Read Proverbs, chapter 5 and 7. You should focus on those two, cause that is where you at. Ain't ready for the bag, check the 31. That's what you should grow to. I hope you take heed, but as for you and me, nah, this can never be. And I'm so sorry if you offended, but I'm a man of God. Never leave my heart unattended. No, 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 nah. Nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool.
so much more. All these things you're offering, I didn't have before.
Request and I delete it. She said she loves Jesus, but judging by her cleavage, I don't believe it. That's just like the clothing that don't even fit. And I ain't impressed with your little bitty dress. As if fighting lust isn't hard enough, she hikes it up to put us to the test. Her doorstep leads to death. So I urge you, brethren, to please keep it stepping. This is what you should do, no, no suggestions. This is pain relief, no Excedrin. Without virtue, she is not fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, she is going to drop 9. And I am not trying to kick it with the girl who ain't in line with the divine. Yeah, your body is cool, but it's the faith that makes you fine. You might make a good wife someday, baby, just not mine.
No, 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 no.
How many cats be at a concert, right? And when you at a concert, cats be clapping off beat. You ever had that happen, Miss Cole?
Yes.
And I done some concerts.
That's why I try not to look at them.
Right. I done some concerts, man, and they be clapping off beat. So when we was in at one concert, I was like, man, y'all need to clap on beat, man. Y'all need to get it right. But we got our sister Rain. That was Clister featuring Bizzle. Song was called No, No, No. We're going to get it in with Rain right now. Miss Cole, you got it.
Like I was saying.
Like she was saying.
Is there anything that, you know, coming up that you want to let the people know about, what they should keep their eye out for? I know you're talking about the website with the art pieces.
Like I said, hit me up if you want me to throw some, or maybe I'll just throw some stuff on Facebook. You guys can check it out as far as painting is concerned. Look out for more singles from the EP. I'm writing right now, looking for different producers to work with for the next project called Should Music. And it's hopefully, if God says the same thing, you guys can look out for the Music Box. It's the first CD of Trilogy Music Box called Should Music. And the whole project is called The Music Box. And the second CD will be called Elevator Music, and the third one will be Rock Music. So those are the things that I'm working on right now. You know, of course, digging into the word, making sure that I'm sounding right. And just look out for that. And then I'll also be working on some video stuff for myself and others as well. So be on the lookout for that. Look for my name in the credits and support your sis with the graphics and the videos or whatnot. That's it.
No, that's what's up, man. So, for all the people wondering, like, man, I'm feeling Rain's music. You know, where can I go pick up that album, the EP? Where can I pick it up? Where can I find you on the web? What's all your, you know what I'm saying, little spots that you got? Twitter, Facebook, all that. Let them know what's good.
Yeah, Twitter, @EverydayRain. You can hit me up, YouTube, /EverydayRain. Facebook, same thing, EverydayRain. Music is available on iTunes. And, yeah, you can email me, everydayrain@yahoo.com. All day, every day, rain.
Every day, rain. Check it out, man. And Miss Cole, I know you got a question that we always ask.
Did you have any last words that you wanted to leave with the listeners?
I really just want people to believe in the impossible. Believe that God can do what you can't do. And let him do that. And you know, he's able. When we're not able, he's able, and he will blow your mind if you let him. So yeah, just be open and be ready and be willing to do what God has called you to do. God bless y'all.
Man, amen.
That's real talk from the sister Rain, man. Rain, we want to say thank you for just coming and gracing us with your presence. You know, we pray that God will continue to expand your gifts and that you continue to utilize them, and he'll give you more. So we pray that God continues to do that for you and your ministry.
Oh, man, thank you so much. And same for you. I'll be praying the same prayer for you that he continues to expand your ministry as well. And it's been a pleasure and a blessing to fellowship with you over the waves.
Dope. Now one more again. You got the EP out. That's on iTunes and all that?
Yeah, that's on iTunes.
And they just search RAIN with the acronym. R-E-R. They just search RAIN pretty much. Or how can they find that on iTunes?
Yeah, they just search the acronym and then put EP at the back. It'll make it easier to pop up.
Dope. So look up RAIN EP. Support our sister. Hey, we pray that you have a great day, man. God bless.
You too, fam. And thanks again. God bless you.
Good night.
All right, bye.
Awesome, man. Y'all got to believe the impossible. Luke 1:37, with God, all things are possible. With God, you are unstoppable. How you feel about that interview, Miss Cole? You feeling good?
I feel good.
You feel good?
Mm-hmm.
We got a sister on the show.
It was a good interview.
Great interview
from my family area,
from her the pray area.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
All day
every day. And we do it Yada the King in way, you know what I'm saying? And I'm excited just about you know, just seeing what just the gifts that she was using,
right?
I mean, how many cats is using gifts like that?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
Miss Cole, what does that make you think of when you hear that? Does it make you think of, dang, I got to dig deeper inside and bring out more gifts? How you feel?
That is inspiring.
Inspiring? Inspiration?
Encouraging.
Encouragement.
Right.
Inspiring, encouragement, inspiration.
I feel like I can paint now.
See, now look, we're gonna find out if Miss Cole can really paint. You know what I'm saying? She could cook. We found out she could cook. She made some macaroni. Macaroni and cheese. Now I can't even eat this right now. Man, Jesus, help me.
Oh, that's what we're gonna have for Sunday dinner?
but that macaroni and cheese was smacking, you know what I'm saying? And my dude Fofilla, Philly, that was the first time I tasted his food too. He made some steak and chicken on a grill. Charcoal. Right. Only charcoal. He only messed with charcoal. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? I could taste the difference.
Right.
But I don't be beefing like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just throw beef on the, you know what I'm saying, on the joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, so that's what's up. Frog still need to cook something for me, you know what I'm saying? Actually, he was barbecuing today. And then, so hey, man, shout out to the homie Frog getting his grill on.
Might have to check in on him.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they was at a park, so if anything got out of hand, there's a couple of people right next to him, you know what I'm saying? But nah, his mom, his brother, they was doing that, man. We went to check him out, man, and just chill with him for a little bit. But y'all know what it is. It's Yada the King Radio. I'm going to go back for a minute to a track that came out a few years back. That's a track by D-Mob called So Professional. Y'all need to step your game up. Use them gifts, them talents, so that you could be so professional. And speaking of professional, if you're really trying to get your music out there, we got an advertising deal, $40. As soon as the NBA Finals is over, the deal is done. So y'all better get it in now. I got cats hitting me right now trying to get on that deal. $40 advertising. Email advertising@yadadaking.com for more details, or go to yadadaking.com and you can find it out. But we professional, boy. D-Mob, So Professional. Let's get it in.
Like a pro. Bottom line, my ministry is my life. So passionate, you can tell from the chemistry when I
right. I'm serious about this business here. Spit to my slobber, cover the north and southern hemisphere. Now that's a lot of rapping, but look around, you don't need to travel to Phoenix to see it's been a lot of shacking. It's been a lot of crapping. The body, Hollywood, come to church if you wanna see a lot of acting. Cut. Some people come for a show, so when I hit the building, I make sure I worship soon as I come through the door. My spirit tell them yes, even when you come with the no. I know you want the truth, you and luck, it come with the flow. It's easy to do my work when I'm on top of my game. Right. Even when I'm faced with adversities, I will not complain. This thing, try to get challenging, messing with my brain. But see, I stay on target with my aim. Can't get discouraged, I push, pray until something happen. Some is rapping, but no lives is changing. Hey, something's lacking. I work my ministry, y'all just talking, lost with no action. Yeah. Slip from loss of traction, but the king, he keeping tracking. When it's time to put it down, I'ma work it like a pro. Got my feet on solid ground, so I work it like a pro. When I run up in your town, I'ma work it like a pro. I'ma work it like a pro. Work it like a pro. I'm so professional. 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 Hey, how you gon' try and play me like a rookie? When I'm a pro, know how I know, cause he ain't overlooked me. The world overtook me, right? Now he just take me over. True. I told ya, I'm proof he knows how to create a soldier. You see my armor, homie? I know you don't, it ain't physical. But please believe that don't mean I don't got armor on me. You know my God is omni, omnipresent, present. Always, always with me, I'm far from lonely. So I got no worries when I'm out here. And I learned that everyone who doubts fears. In some sort of way, see some sort of play with fire. Gotta holler at the unsaved cause I'm tired of looking at the choir. I do what I do just to inspire. It'd be real nice if in Christ you go higher. So even when it come down to the wire, you keep your grip on life like pliers. When it's time to put it down, I'ma work it like a pro. Got my feet on solid ground, so I work it like a pro. When I run up in your town, I'ma work it like a pro. I'ma work it like a pro. Work it like a pro. I'm so professional. 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 So professional. I'm so professional. I'm so professional. So professional. Serve the one who's incredible. Anything else is unacceptable. Rather be a vegetable. Yeah. To go be a light from where you came. Some is skeptical, but somebody gotta go over the bridge and break down the parables. Sometimes I think like this mission is so unbearable. After reminded who's in me, that thought becomes hysterical. So then I'm confident to go out in the world that's terrible and help you not focus on the perishable. When it's time to put it down, I'ma work it like a pro. Got my feet on solid ground, so I work it like a pro. When I run up in your town, I'ma work it like a pro. I'ma work it like a pro. Work it like a pro. When it's time to put it down, I'ma work it like a pro. Got my feet on solid ground, so I work it like a pro. When I run up in your town, I'ma work it like a pro. I'ma work it like a pro. Work it like a pro. I'm so professional. 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 I'm so professional.
See straight. God chases. Yes, sir. So not cool. Let's go. 1 Corinthians 15:31. We gotta die. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Maybe it's for the best. Somebody gotta die. Goodbye to my flesh. I promise not to cry. I rejoice in that homicide. Murder, first degree. I know it sounds violent, but I'm tired of seeing murk in me. Deceiving me. Grieve it, please. Put my hands around this throat and squeeze until the breathing cease. No eulogies, no pine box. I'll just stand here and watch while it die and rots. Cause I ain't got no love for you deuces. Flesh is just a slave, so I hung it, nooses. The condition in my soul is way too important. So I'm killing leaven of any portion. Before it bends my heart like contortion, I stop it before it starts.
mansion. I'm mocked by my father, march like a martyr. Dog hardly bothers his followers, light follows us. Wake up, tell your flesh to go to sleep. Spirit man, take a stand, tell your flesh to have a seat. Inner and the outer man don't rest. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh. Murder your flesh, murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh, murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh, murder, murder your flesh. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh.
Can we please have a moment of silence?
I'm killing myself, Lord, and it's about to get violent. Violent, yeah. I just about had it, and I can't take no more. And I'm never gonna rest till I get rid of the flesh. Put it way under the floor. Ain't enough space for both the flesh and spirit. It's crowded in here. And Lord, the truth is my space has been crowded for years. I'm a clean house, throwing out flesh like God did Lucifer. And every day I kill a little itty bitty 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 part of me like I'm an executioner. Done. Now I'm killed like a plaid skirt. Put it down, boy.
Down, boy.
And I used to rap death. Now check the sound, boy.
Sound, boy.
I'm alive in my Lord. I'm restored. Surely I'm gonna give it back, Lord, I'm gonna give it back, Lord, I'm gonna give it back, I promise to give it back. I mean it, now I'm pounding the world and I'm drowning the world like I know that I could. And no matter how I gotta do it, I'ma rip hard for the Lord like I know that I should. And if flesh returns with more poison than a scorpion, I'm taught to kill myself like my Jesus, Dr. Kevorkian.
Wake up, tell your flesh to go to sleep. Spirit man, take a stand, tell your flesh to have a seat. Inner and the outer man don't rest, yes. You gon' have to murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh.
That casket dropped. I am losing sight. Homie had to murk yourself, call that straight suicide. On the rail, don't mourn for that. Did enough sin to fill up an almanac. I was born in that, never in my right mind. No nicotine in the ganja patch. Make it any move for a dollar bill. To stack that cheese, homie, I would kill. The enemy will take shape for whatever you weak for. Met a bunch of devils in Prada Hills. Selfish nature, the flesh is ill. Too many minds like Johnny Gill. Every cat, no control over him. Thought Venom was my last name, closing me in that box. Cut up at the waist, must be bugging out, sitting in my own way. But I ain't dead now, ain't that something? Christ did it all, can't pay back nothing. When I think about grace, all praise is due. I'ma keep my face in Galatians 2. God gave his tool for me to die with him. My life support, I'm alive with him. Yeah, oh, that's for real. Brave for the daffodils. But I'm all about that seven figure. Some of these cats have for mail. Chill, let them marinate. Simple things, man, I can't just shake every day, man. I gotta prepare for a wake. And I pray for the Lord my soul to take.
Wake up, tell your flesh to go to sleep. Spirit man, take a stand. Tell your flesh to have a seat. Inner and the outer man don't rest. Yes, you gon' have to murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Murder your flesh. Murder, murder your flesh. Yes, you gon' have to.
That's the homie C Straight featuring Myth. What? Or I'm sorry, not what. Wake up. Y'all better wake up. Myth Cole, wake up, man.
You wake up.
No, that, see, look at it. Look, look, just on time. She started yawning. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, Miss Cole. Yeah. But Miss Cole, man, let's talk about this topic. Church unity. I like that. Oh, yeah, out of the King Radio. Let's. What do you think about church unity? When you hear that, what's up? What's going on in your head?
I think more so of, I know Rain was touching on it not being enough, and I do believe that. Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
I do believe that, you know, churches could unify more. But I think of the positive outcomes of churches, the body being unified. I think of those things as far as, you know, growth. I mean, a lot of churches, I mean, that's the desire of the church is to get out there and reach souls and save them and bring them to the body.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I think of church unity, I think of growth and development. So, and those things are necessary.
It's kind of like a business, huh? The more you got your business team working together,
right,
the more that they're going to develop. Like Boeing got it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So together that they just have hundreds of thousands of people applying all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how the church should be.
Right.
We should have people running to us, running to be saved, running to Christ.
You did. That's real talk. I mean, and you know, I just think about with church unity, as you said, growth happens.
Right.
You see a Boeing, if a Boeing comes to a city, growth happens in that city.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that, not just their plant, but businesses around them
grow.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because there's more money in the city.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we had Chris Lee Cobbins, and he was actually praying for his team to go to the playoffs, the Kansas City Chiefs. So that it could spark economical growth in their city, which would also flood into their church, more people coming to their church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people ain't praying like that.
No.
They're like, I mean, they might be praying for their team, Seattle, to make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? But they're not praying that things in their city would change so that God can grow them up.
Right.
And we as a church, we got to unify, man. I've been in church a long time. I've seen and heard a lot of the divisiveness that happens because of denominations, but not even just denominations. It's because of the character of people.
Right.
A lot of people won't go to church not because of the Bible, but because of the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think people are hard to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Hallelujah.
Yes.
But real talk. People are hard to work with sometimes, and we as Christians, we as men and women of God, have to figure out a way to work together with people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as we do that, the scripture in the Bible actually says when they were trying to build a tower to get to heaven, that God confused the people because he said, if they get together, there's nothing that's impossible for them. So that's what it is, man. We out of here. Yada the King. Let's go.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da
King.
Shabak da
King.
I yada da
King.
I yada da
King.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da
King.
Shabak da
King.
We yada da
King.
We yada da
King.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Frog, and you are listening right now to Yada Da King on Unity.com.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Come check us out every Saturday.
Every Saturday
at 6 p.m. Your boys down in Las Vegas shining our lights
at unity.com. That's spelled www.uinet-t.com.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby. Shout out to DJ DBE.
And if you don't know, I yada da King. It's Don Christian.
Once again, this is your boy from Ribbit.
That's right. Yada da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now
on Unity.com.
I always gotta
Yada da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada da King Radio.
Yada da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio. This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist music.
Hey. With topics addressing the issues of life. That's right. Hey. So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.
Yada Da King Radio.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.